I know it's here somewhere. Finally.
Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is brought to you this week by Audible.com.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Yes, and this is the Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon netcast. I'm still tweaking and working with getting the studio set back up in its glory. Ha! So, changes are inevitable. What can I say? Anyway, we are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the Computer Curmudgeon. We're also proud members of the International Association of Internet Broadcasters. Just want to mention that as well. So we got some good stuff for you this week. It's been a fun week, kind of odd, but then it usually is odd around me. Ha, ha. Yeah. Well, anyway, this week we saw the occurrence of the International Talk Like a Pirate Day, which was on September the 19th, as usual. Yes. Arr! Sometimes you just gotta go, arr! Anyway, so here's what I said on that day in the blog. So we be in talk like a pirate today, arr, in the grand old tradition of the internets. So swab ye poop decks and shore up your mizzenmast, me hearties. Yeah. So anyway, there's a link in the blog to International Talk Like a Pirate Day for your piratey pleasure. Oh well. Anyway, we had fun with that at work. It was kind of neat. We all went around going, arr. I don't know why we only favor the R letter in the alphabet. It's interesting that pirates... Oh, well, never mind. Anyway, Google has released Google Quick Office now for free. They basically have a headline in their blog on Google that says... Freeing Quick Office for everyone. That is, of course, everyone that has an iPad or an Android tablet. Yes, or phone or whatever. So anyway, they say here, everyone likes free stuff, which is why starting today, we're making Quick Office available for free for everyone. With Quick Office, you can edit Microsoft Office documents across your devices, giving you the freedom to work with anyone, no matter what hardware or software they're using. Quick Office also integrates seamlessly with Google Drive storage, so you can safely access your files from anywhere. And while the easiest thing to do is simply get virtual files to Google Docs, Sheets, and Slides, Google Office gives you another way to work with people who haven't gone Google yet. Yes, well, I have told you before I have a friend at work that he's determined not to go Google, as Google says. He says Google is the devil. More about that later. Yes. By the way, the microphone I have here is yet another microphone. You say, Dr. Bill, how many microphones do you need? My wife asked me that same question, as a matter of fact, but... This is the Tascam microphone. Tascam is a subsidiary of TIAC. It's kind of hard to say all this. TIAC, Tascam. Back in the day, when I did so much radio engineering, in the old analog days, before all the digital MP3 goodness, TIAC Tascam was a very high-end, well, they still are, a very high-end audio company. And this microphone is awesome. You see how clear and crisp my voice is. But at any rate, this microphone plugs directly into the camera over there. the Canon camera that I have. So, goodness. So I have the old gooseneck here coming off the table, and then I have it, the microphone hooked up to that, and then over to the camera, and it just, you know, it just looks professional, you know what I mean? I could put it off screen, because the beauty of this microphone is that it it has a it's a cardioid pattern microphone, but it's very directional. That's what I'm looking for. It's directional, and so I could just, you know, take it and pull it off screen, and you wouldn't see it. But this gives us the netcast ambiance that I'm looking for. Know what I mean? Yes. Anyway. So, more stuff. This is not our Geek Software of the Week. As a matter of fact, this week, the Geek Software of the Week had an issue, and I'll talk about that later. So I'll tell you in advance, there won't be a Geek Software of the Week due to the problem that I had getting a Geek Software of the Week together, which, as I say, I will explain in greater detail in a bit. It's an interesting story. Anyway, so LibreOffice 4.1 is out, however, and I know most of you probably use LibreOffice. You're already LibreOffice aficionados. But 4.1 is out. Now, this is the second release from the 4.1 branch of LibreOffice. It's basically LibreOffice 4.1.1, okay? And so, you need to check this out. I downloaded it and installed it. Goodness. And LibreOffice, I mean, it's open source. You can use it instead of using Microsoft. I mean, what better reason is there than to diss Microsoft by not using Microsoft Office? I ask you. Anyway. Alrighty then. You know, now would be a good point to talk about our awesome sponsor. Our sponsor, of course, is, are you ready? Audible.com. Audible.com is an awesome vendor of audiobooks, and they have some neat ones. I'm still listening. I've had to do it a little bit at a time, so I'm still listening to the Star Trek book, Probe, by, I forget who it's by. Oh, well, I mentioned it last week. Go back and listen to last week's broadcast, netcast, whatever. Anyway, the point is that it is an awesome audiobook, and I'm really enjoying it. And James Doohan is the narrator, and he does so many different voices. I even played a little bit of it for you last week, so good stuff. Anyway, audible.com, all you have to do is go to audiblepodcast.com/DRBILL, Dr. Bill, and you can get 30 days free. In other words, from the point you start your trial, for 30 days, you have a fully functioning, fully operational, you know, highest level account at Audible, and you can, you know, connect and get a free book. Now, get this. Not only do you get a month free, you also get a free audiobook to try it out. So that's how I got Probe, this book by the guy that I can't remember. That's really embarrassing. You know what I mean? You know what I think I'll do? Just because I don't want to slight this guy. You know me. I love Star Trek books. And so I'm going to type in Probe Star Trek. And that will tell me the, yes, here it is. It's a pocketbook, and it is, okay, it's giving me all kinds of information by Margaret Wander Bonanno. Interesting name. I thought it was a guy. It's not even a guy. It's a lady. And that's good. Yes. Nothing wrong with that. So anyway, but it's a good book, and I've been really enjoying it. And let me give you just a little blurb on it here. In the aftermath of the visit of the mysterious probe to Earth in 2286, Starfleet is wondering what this strange visitor was really about and who sent it. At the same time, a major political upheaval on Romulus has deposed a ruling party that has ruled for decades, and the new leadership is interested in more diplomatic relations with the Federation. So anyway, it's a fun story, and James Doohan narrates it, and you get to hear it, okay? So audible.com, I'm telling you, I can play it in the car. I can play it, you know, through my phone, no matter where I am, if I'm waiting on somebody or whatever, and I can listen to this audiobook, and I'm really enjoying it. So you need to hook up with this special offer here on the Lower Third and sign up for a free trial of audible.com and get a free audiobook as well. You really enjoy it. I'm serious. It's really cool. All right. Let's go back to the old blog, shall we? Of course, the blog is drbill.tv. And here I will tell you now the story of what happened when I went to get this week's Geek Software of the Week. It is a rant, and as a matter of fact, on the blog, I even say, the title is, "And Now a Malware Rant for Your Reading Pleasure." In this case, your listening pleasure, because I'm going to read it to you. This is all my own words, my eloquence for you, and I'm going to read it to you now. Are you ready? Well, it's about time for another personal observation. Read that as rant. I hate malware. You might say, but Dr. Bill, we all hate malware. Yes, but it's just plain annoying. Case in point, last night I was minding my own business, doing research for the next netcast. I was going for the Geek Software of the Week. When I saw something I thought would be nice to install on my system to test out. So I downloaded it and proceeded to install it. I got the typical stupid questions like, don't you want to install this additional option and let me take over your browser and put in some search engine that you hate and mess up your computer from now on? No, wait, that's not what it said. It said something like, do you want to do this wonderful thing that will help your computer from here on out run better and faster? Well, of course, I know better than to believe what some malware infection install program tells me. So I always click the button for no, I don't want your stupid, evil, ugly, nasty malware cluttering up my system. However, sometimes when it's very late at night and you're very tired, you click the wrong button. And have you ever noticed that a program that is benign and possibly even helpful will say something like, are you sure you want to install me? While malware, upon clicking the wrong button, doesn't ask you, are you sure? No, it just installs itself and messes up your computer. Now, keep in mind that what happened last night was not a virus infection. But it was a browser hijack malware program, and it hijacked my home screen and changed my home screen to Yahoo. It also changed my default browser to Yahoo. Now, what does this tell you about Yahoo? It means that they contracted with this evil, ugly, stupid, sociopath developer of this stinking malware to advertise their crummy website. Again, what does this tell you about Yahoo? It tells me that I don't want to have anything to do with Yahoo. It tells me that I don't want to use their sorry third-rate search engine. It tells me that I don't want to have anything to do with them at all. And it tells me that Yahoo is plainly evil and will use any means necessary to get you to set up your system to go to their fourth-rate website. Yes, I know. Their rate is falling fast. Now you know me. I'm just a big harmless fuzzball. I'm kind, considerate, giving. I have even been called sweet. However, if I were ever tempted to extend my middle finger in the direction of a web search engine, I would certainly have to give serious consideration to Yahoo. Just saying. So, Dr. Bill, did you get your system cleaned? Why, yes. Yes, I did. But only after much research, many operations using malware, Malwarebytes anti-malware, as well as some other specialized tools that I found online, I now have a clean system. And my search engine is back to good old Google, as well as my homepage, Google. The moral of the story, don't download and install any software while you're very tired and sleepy. And carefully read the warnings before you click on anything that is designed to infect your system, such as these stupid, ugly, their mother dresses them funny malware installation programs that put an otherwise possibly, they put in otherwise possibly decent software. But, come to think of it, if it makes you wonder about the people writing the decent software as to why they would allow a malware infection option to even be in their program, just as a matter of principle. I would not want to have any in my program that I wrote, but that's just me. Something to think about, developers out there. I know it makes you some money. I understand why you allow these so-and-sos to put their stuff in your install program. But, yeah, I was miffed. Miffed, that's a good word. Yes. Okay, last item. Talk about the pot calling the kettle black. Microsoft asked the feds to go after Google. Yes. You gotta admit, Ballmer has chutzpah. I actually had to look up the spelling, by the way, of chutzpah. I thought it would start with an H, but no. It's actually C-H-U-T-Z-P-A-H. Chutzpah. Or something. He has something. I don't know exactly what. Anyway, the article here says, Microsoft has been flushing money down the drain trying to make Bing a legitimate threat to Google over the years. But outgoing CEO Steve Ballmer says there's a very good reason for it. If Microsoft doesn't try to compete with Google in the search realm, then no one will. The Verge reports, notice they don't even, he doesn't even mention Google. Third, fourth, fifth rate, they're dropping fast. Anyway, The Verge reports that Ballmer on Thursday lashed out at Google and called its dominance over the search market a monopoly that should face some kind of antitrust regulations. Ballmer says Google has this incredible, amazing, dare I say, monopoly that we are the only people left on Earth trying to compete with, Ballmer explained. I do believe that Google's practices are worthy of discussion with competition authority, but we have certainly discussed them with competition authorities. Now, of course, the irony here is that Microsoft is evil, and Microsoft's the one that the government went after with a big baseball bat, to tell them that you can't take over the world. I'm sorry, we're not going to let you. Along with the EU countries and a bunch of other people that agreed that Microsoft was evil. And so they told them they had to take where they lock their system down where it won't let you install any other web browser because it won't let you get rid of Internet Explorer and all those kinds of things. They had to take all that out of their operating system because they're practically a monopoly over operating systems in the regular old human world. Now, this, us geeks, we run Linux and things of that nature, but, you know. And I run Microsoft Windows as well. I mean, you know, on some of my systems. This laptop, as a matter of fact, that I'm holding right here has Windows 8 on it. Okay. Now, yes, I did put Classic Shell on it, so I didn't have to put up with their stupid Metro ugly screen. It goes directly into Classic Shell, so I can use it like a real operating system should be used. But, you know, you got to get around Microsoft's evil any way you can. You know what I'm saying? Anyway. So my buddy at work that says that Google is evil is missing the point. Google may be becoming evil. I'll throw him a bone. But Microsoft's been evil for a long time. They're the quintessential example of evilness. And so Google may only aspire to their level of evilness. Okay? Just saying. Anyway, I'm in a bit of a mood because of what happened last night. So I guess I'll mosey on out of here. And next week, I'll get you some clean, malware-free Geek Software of the Week. Okay? Until then, remember that the doctor is out of here. Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.